tonight to Matthew chapter 11. Matthew chapter 11 and verse number 15. I was down praying today and I feel like the Lord just spoke to me. He said, tell them to listen to me. Listen. The Bible said, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. But whereunto shall I liken this generation? It is like unto children sitting in the markets, calling unto their fellows, and saying, we have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned unto you, and ye have not lamented. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he hath a devil. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, behold, a man, gluttonous and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children. The Lord will help me just for a few minutes tonight. I want to take my text from verse 17. It said, and saying, we have piped unto you. We've fluted. What that means? We've played our flute. We've played the song. And you have not danced. We have mourned unto you. And you have not lamented. I'm going to preach to us tonight on the anthem of the marketplace. The anthem of the marketplace. There are a number of people that God has dealt with through the years that have ignored or refused to acknowledge the call of God. Various ways and various things have gone on, and in those the Lord's been trying to speak unto us. Verse 16 tells us that he would liken this generation unto children. Those children are not the children of the world. Those are the children of God, as though they're sitting in a marketplace and they're trying to get your attention. How many people just walk on by and never take notice and take time to listen? Never take time to hear. In this service tonight, as though it is somewhat strange, and I feel strange. You may think that my preaching's even more strange. But I feel like that even in this service tonight, even through the singing of Brother Bobby Cordell, all the way through to everything else that's been done, the song is going out, the anthem is there, but you're still not listening. You're going to help me tonight, church. The Bible tells us in verse 15 the importance of having ears to hear. Let him hear. Seven times in the book of Revelation, in chapter 2 and chapter number 3, the Lord spoke the words at the conclusion of each of the seven churches of Asia. He said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. I feel as though tonight a burden is upon me. When the Lord just got to deal with me about this today, about not listening, He directed me to this passage of Scripture. Over and over again in this service, I keep hearing the song, Amazing Grace. It kept rolling through my mind as God is saying, I just want to get your attention. I want you to listen to me. You've passed around this. You've ignored it for long years upon years. It's amazing that at Christmas time you can visit your local retail stores, some of them, and you can hear the ringing of a bell. And for those that have heard it years upon it, it almost gets to the point that you don't notice it anymore. You don't pay any attention to it anymore. of my 3-year-old's just coming up and he's recognizing that bell. And every store that we go to, he says, they're ringing that bell over there, Daddy. Come on now, but can I tell you, spiritually speaking, there's a bell that's been ringing for a long time. You've got so accustomed to hearing it that it's almost got to the place that it doesn't even bother us anymore. But I feel like telling somebody tonight, for every testimony you've heard, every praise that's been given unto God, God's just trying to get your attention. How much longer are you going to sit there and ignore what's going on around you? There are numbers of people that's going to try to stand before God and say, God, I did not know. I never heard. It never was mentioned to me. And all the while, God's going to say that the pipers played in the marketplace. The anthem was going out. You heard the testimony. There was something tonight about when old Sister Williams came up here. I don't even know her. And far as I know, I don't remember meeting her or talking to her any much before. I may have seen her in service here in days gone by. But something about the way that she walked, it gave a testimony to my soul of a soldier that has stood firm, rooted and grounded in the gospel. And again, I begin to hear the music play with every feeble footstep that marched up that aisle. It seemed to grip and grasp the attention of every person that was in this building. It was the saints of old, those that kept the faith. Didn't the Bible say that we have a great cloud of witnesses that some are on the other side? Amen. And they're showing the heavenly choir in singing the anthem of the blessed and the redeemed. But on this side, we still have a few good soldiers that are standing firm, holding to the truth of God. But I want to tell you, don't walk on by the music. Don't go on past the sound. It's beginning to ring again. That old familiar tune in your heart that you're so acquainted with. You've heard it and you recognize it. You can say it by heart. But let me tell you, God's trying to talk to somebody in the service tonight. He said, I've piped. My children have prayed. They have mourned. But yet, you're not responding. How much longer must the anthem, amen, of the church ring out before we realize it's not always going to be like this? I read the story years ago of a man. He, in his younger days, one of the greatest singers, had a voice that just oohed and awed the multitudes, were impressed. He could go to the church house. Brother Jeff Smith, he could sing. And the crowd would just fall under conviction after just a few notes, so anointed. But after a while, some things happened, and he got discouraged. And the man that seemingly had music or would have it continually in his soul suddenly lost the music. He never said a word. He wouldn't echo even a bar of a few words of any song. It never seemed to. It just got to the place he got so bitter. This bitterness carried him from among the people of God. It carried him out into a world that it wasn't long till he was vexed by the bottle and became acquainted with all the things that this evil world has got to offer. But by and by, he met a wife, and they married, and she was in church, and he wasn't. And she took care of the children. She was faithful to the house of God. The anthem she would sing going through the house. And oftentimes this man would sit in his chair and it would begin to just bother him as tears rolled up in his eyes and begin to come down his cheeks. As that man that lost his music longed for the day that he could ever get it back. It seemed like his wife would talk to him, but every time after these little testimonies, instead of getting better, he'd only get a little worse. And then later on down the line, it got to where it got abusive, and it got meaner and meaner as the days went by. But that came a day that Mama had to leave and go out, and she left one of the babies there, and the baby began to cry and began to just, it was in terrible, feeling terrible, and he couldn't get the baby to quiet. He picked it up and he cradled it. He tried bouncing on his knee. He tried giving a bottle. He tried everything. And when this father was in a desperate situation, he finally just began to, he said, I don't know anything else to do. And somewhere down deep inside, the anthem began to roll out of his lips again. You're going to help me tonight. And somewhere there, in a little cottage, out in the middle of nowhere, the man that lost the music began to sing the words. The first few words were broken. They didn't sound like much. But then the tears began to flow down his own cheeks as the baby began to quiet and began to calm down. Right there with the baby cradled in his arms, that man heard the anthem and responded. Can I tell you, he got his song back. He went back to the house of God. And again, he sung under the anointing. I don't even know why I'm preaching this way tonight. But God knows there is music in the house. There is a melody you're familiar to it. And God is trying to reach out to you and let you know the pipers are still playing and the mourners are still crying in an attempt to get you to move. And I wonder tonight, what will it take to stir you up? What will it take to get us to move? If tonight from this pulpit we've heard the shouting mamas give us that song, hallelujah. I told my wife a few nights ago, the last service that they got up and sung, I said, I just love this. I said, there's something about hearing them dear sisters sing, and it gets a hold of my heart. And I feel a meltdown taking place on the inside. Some of those cradled you, talked to you, witnessed to you, and they were right here in this service tonight, singing again. And then Brother Bobby Cordell got up here, in his broken way that he says it, he said, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. I thought that everything in me was going to break down. When I begin to hear the anthem of love, I begin to roll like billows through the house of God. I'm telling you tonight, if I ever felt the Holy Ghost to try to preach it, I'm feeling the Holy Ghost right now. As heaven is saying, come on now, telling the choir, strike up the music again. Come on, it's almost as if Brother Josh is not even on the piano, but I can hear the melody loud and clear, the message of the gospel that's going out in this service. You know what it's trying to do? Captivate your heart and direct you back into the love of God where you ought to be. Don't walk by and refuse this call and refuse this song. God is trying to get your attention. And they get up here, those young folks, get up and sing. I want the power of the Spirit to flow over me. And I watched as the song, and I listened very closely to the words that were being spoken. You know why they want that? They've seen the evidence upon a generation before this. But there's a generation coming on. Come on now. That they're ignoring the sound of the anthem. But come on now. They don't like that music anymore. It makes them feel uncomfortable. But if you could just tonight, just find a way to just surrender to the sound of the music. I'm telling you, it'd make all the difference in the world. I was down praying this evening before church, and the Lord spoke to me. And you know what He said to me? He said, tell them they need to listen. Don't tune it out. Don't change stations. But focus in. This is the gospel of love. This is the gospel of grace. And it is the gospel that'll take you into heaven. Now, the pipers are playing tonight. Now you're in this service trying to get your attention. I wish I could preach. I wish I could just preach to you tonight how I feel over and over again. Amen. I feel this in this service as God's beginning to touch. Tonight, while the service is going on, I'm not much on getting the oil bottle. I'm afraid folks will think, you know, well, what's he think he's doing? But I feel like the Lord spoke to me. I said, go and anoint Sister Jackie. And I don't think my prayers are anything more than anybody else's. But I sure believe I heard the Lord tell me tonight that He's going to heal her. I believe I heard Him tell me tonight she's going to get her healing. And that's what I prayed about it even today. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, what I'd like to see is I'd like to see You touch her and heal her right here in this revival. Not because I'm here and I heard the anthem begin to play. It was the thing that set us apart. When the gifts of healing come on now and the power of God. Did you hear what this brother said back here? He laughed at Pentecostal, that Holy Ghost feeling. I'm telling you, let's don't abandon that anthem. Come on, it's been around. It's been the mark. They've noticed for years. They've called us holy rollers. They've called us those tongue talkers. They've made light of us in a lot of ways. But there was one thing about it. The power of God was there. As the anthem began to roll out again. Come on. Reaching and gripping the hearts of those that were assembled. And I wish I could tell you how I feel tonight. But I feel the heavens are opening up. And the rain of God's grace is falling upon this tabernacle. While we are assembled tonight, why don't you lift your hands and respond to the anthem of grace? What's it going to take to stir you tonight? I'll never forget, years ago, I was probably 18, 19 years old, sat in a little church in Ford, Kentucky, right down on the Kentucky River, just near Boonesboro. That little sister come, they helped her, she's on a walker, come hobbling in, frail, I mean, probably didn't have much weight to her. But she always wanted to sit on the platform. They had about 3 steps up to the platform. Walked in that night, Brother Jason. She sat down on the 2nd row on the platform. That gray-haired mother in her 90s sat right there. But a little while as the service began to roll on, her age didn't stop the anthem. Because in a little while, those bony fingers reached up over that pew in front of her. And she gripped it as her knuckles turned white. Pulled herself up on those legs that wouldn't even carry her by themselves. And she said, "Let me tell you about Jesus." In just a few minutes, Brother Bailey, that little gray-haired lady broke loose in a shout of victory. Without her walker, she went a-dancing around the church. Came a-jumping off that platform under the inspiration of the power of God. I told myself then, I said, "Lord, I want a music like that. There's something about the way she walks and the way she's moving. It just gets all over me. And I can hardly say, y'all gonna help me tonight? I feel like tonight we have been blessed in our presence by the grace of God." As I said, I didn't even know her as far as know much about her. But God began to speak to me. Hallelujah, this afternoon, that there was an anthem that's going to be in this service. How many feels that song that's beginning to roll through this tabernacle? It's the song of olden days. It's the song of the saints of God that have stood by faith. Believe God's word in spite of their trouble. Amen. Amen. I'll never forget Brother Buell Hall when I was just a little old boy. Up about 92 years old. And old Cain didn't know how to sing the music. He didn't know D, F, G, any of the flats or nothing. Everything he sung was a cappella. But he'd walk up and get behind that Bible stand, and he'd unfold that paper that was stained with tears. And he'd read the words, "Never grow old, never grow old. In a land where we'll never grow old." And I watched as the wrinkles and that dear brother's face begin to fill up with tears. And they'd roll down, they'd drip off the end of his nose and off his chin onto that stained, tear-stained paper. And I'll never forget Brother Buell look up. He said, "One of these days, I'm going where I won't be crippled. I'm going to a place. Why don't you come and go with me? Hey, I want to tell you tonight, God is in this place." I said, "God is in this place. The anthem of love and of grace on the marketplace is on display again in this service. What you need to do is respond to this call." I mean, I don't know why I'm telling this. I don't even know how I even got this. Except praying today. It's brand new. You can't tell. My grandpa died when he was 92. He was not only my grandpa, he was one of my best friends I ever had. I spent weeks with him. Grandpa, when he's 78, driving his farm tractor down the highway, was a lost man. Car went around to pass him, cut in too quickly, caught the front tire, spun the tractor around, knocked Grandpa off. The front wheels went across his head, and the rear wheels went across his pelvis. Ruptured his spleen. They told him, "Less than a 1% chance you're going to make it." In a coma, they called the family in. Even in a coma, when he didn't respond to Grandma, he didn't respond to them boys and girls. In a coma, the anthem was still playing. Grandpa heard the anthem. He said, when he came to, that was in November, December he came to and said, "How you feel?" He said, all I can tell you is while I was gone, I had a visitation with Jesus. And I got it all right. He was 78 then. He lived, and by that next spring, he was out planting his crops again. Grandpa went to church. He still didn't know a lot about God or the Holiness Church. But he got to coming around, and I got up older, and I got to preaching. By 1988, I was preaching. He loved to come and hear me preach. And even though as he got up to 90 and 91, he got to where he couldn't remember anything, forgot his children's name. He forgot my name. But he never forgot I was a preacher. Every time I'd walk through the door, Brother Bailey, he'd say, you see that boy right there? I don't know what his name is, but he's a holiness preacher. And he told me, he said, I'd go and remind him. He'd say, yeah, Junior, said, I love you, son. He said, but I want you to do me a favor. He said, when I die, he said, I want you to help preach my funeral. He said, I want you to tell him I belong to the Holiness Church. And when he's 90 years old, he fell out of bed and broke his hip. And his leg was never able to walk again after that. They put him in a hospital room. I went to the University of Kentucky to visit him there. And I went in, and Grandpa was laying in a room there. And I went in, and there's an older man. There's sitting there in the bed, the first bed in the room. And he looked at me, he said, son, is that your grandpa there? I said, yes, sir. He said, how long's your grandpa been preaching? I said, well, sir, I didn't know he was a preacher. He said, well, I want to tell you, son, for the last 36 hours, he's preached to everybody that's walked past that curtain. He's told them about the gospel of Jesus Christ. He said, he's had me in tears day and night. And I walked over there, and as soon as I walked past the curtain, that feeble body that was laying in that bed with the shaking of the power of God, he said, son, let me tell you about Jesus. This may not be doing much for you, but I'm telling you, I hear the anthem, I hear the testimony of the saints of God saying, come on, go with us to the city of God. I'm sure tonight I could pass this mic around and hand it to this one and this one. I could look on the wall of just these few pictures. And every time y'all look at them, that song you sang the other night, that church out in the field, and that vision of heaven she's talking about. My God. I never knew Brother Benny Grizzle. I never met him, as far as I know. But from everything I've heard, I can hear the anthem every time I look at that picture. Huh? Are y'all going to help me here now? I said, y'all going to help me here now? I tell you something, when you get to looking up front, it's almost as if you can hear these dear saints of God that's gone on as they're singing to us tonight. Get up! Keep on going! Don't depart from the faith! Heaven's going to be worth the journey as they are there somewhere in the splendors of glory shouting around the fountain. Oh, now, I hear the anthem of that great crowd of witnesses saying, you can make it. Just give it a try. I could give it to this one and that one. And man, what testimonies we could share tonight. Brother Johnny Justice, nearly 84 years old. Amen. And here's this man. I'll tell you some stories. The other day I went over and sat down and eat with him. He got to telling me about 1959 and 1960. He said if they told me about friendships and revivals, and you know, just for a minute there, I could close my eyes and I got a picture as the anthem was playing and the music was going.
Anybody hearing me tonight? This may not be the kind of preaching you thought it'd be. That ain't even what I thought it'd go. But I hear music playing tonight. I said, I hear the music. It may not be the up-to-date tune. It may not be contemporary. It may not fall under Southern Gospel. It may not fall into the categories. But it's the song of the redeemed, of those that have been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Those that are singing, Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound. Come on. Just do you feel what I'm telling you tonight? I can hear somebody singing again in their service.
I could go back there, grab that piece of paper with that little testimony of Brother Marshall Atkins. As he stand up, let's give God a praise. As y'all hear it right here, I thought tonight, when Brother Travis said, let's give the Lord a praise offering. For a minute there, I knew this Travis' voice when I heard the echo. But Marshall Atkins, stand to his feet and give us an applause. Come on, say, that's the way to do it, son. Go ahead. I hear the music. God has given us the anthem that'll carry us over to the other side. And Brother Henry Corlum, what a dear, dear man, sweet man. I've heard testimonies during this meeting, some that he didn't even know was testifying. He showed me how to do this, and he told me how to do that. As he stood, he wanted the music, and he still wants to sing. My, I look at him, and we know just by looking at the years, Brother Henry Cordell ain't gonna be with us a lot longer. Like, hallelujah to God. Brother L.D. Moore said, somewhere in glory, you'll find me somewhere in glory. You'll find me a-singing and a-shouting for all eternity. Brother Henry may not have the strength to sing much on this side of the river, but the anthem rings through the ears of a man that loved the music. And even now, come on now, I'm not preaching his funeral. I'm not telling you a sad story. I'm telling you if he could stand up tonight with everything in him, he said, keep on singing. It's the way to get to go to glory. Hey, anybody here tonight, feel like raising a hand? I feel the anthem of God is vibrating right through this service, touching people's lives.
Amen.
It was a dear old man. My wife's getting ready to maybe sing a little of that. Brother Josh is going to get ready to play a little more. Dear old man, I was just 5 or 6 years old. We called him Pappy. Pappy was a straight shooter. He's a good man. Wasn't a preacher. But every once in a while, I never got to know him. He's already in his 80s. He'd hobble out there to the corner of that Bible stand. He'd slap the Bible stand. He'd go to singing him songs. Oh, I feel like telling you tonight. But I'll never forget the time, Sister Bailey, whenever, first time I ever met him, I was just a little old boy. He come walking in church. And he turned around and he saw me. And he stuck his hand out. And when he shook my hand, you may not believe this, but I felt it like a lightning bolt went through my body. It is something I didn't want to let go. I knew Pappy had it.
And I told the Lord right then, as a 5 or 6 year old boy, Lord, when I get this, I want it like Pappy had it. I look forward from that day on. Every time I went in, Susie'd walk through the door, I'd stick out my hand. I want another dose of the Holy Ghost flowing right through my life. Hey, I said, I tell you not. People talk about the old days, but I still hear that old song of playing. Come on, it's the one that brought me in 1981. And it's the same one that'll bring you in February of 2005. It's the grand old story. It's the song of old. It's the story of the cross. It's the greatest story. That song that's ever been sung. It's the end of the marketplace. As you're sitting here tonight, and I feel like God is touching hearts. I really tonight, they're playing your song. This is to get your attention. As they're getting ready to sing, the words are so dear to my heart. Amazing grace saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. I thought today, Lord, I've run out of words to say. I don't know what is to tell these folks. The Lord started singing that old song. Said it's worked for almost 2,000 years. Amazing grace. Sing it again. Because the amazing thing about grace, it still saves. But tonight there's a call going out in this service. The children are piping. Summer morning. They're wanting you to come. Can you hear the singing? Can you hear the singing? Why don't you stand tonight? This song is dedicated to you tonight. Listen to the melody. Tune in to the words. As God's trying to rescue you out of your trouble. Why don't you come tonight? As they play that song one more time, this altar's open. Why don't you come? Come on. I feel the pull of heaven. Why don't you come? Come on. Let's come. Let's pray.